At the end of July, the famous Belle Boyd climbed off the train to the platform of the Washington station with Pinkerton agent Alfred Cridge keeping a firm grasp of her arm. Standing on the platform waiting for Boyd was Lafayette Baker, who manhandled the woman away from Cridge and hauled her off in a carriage to Old Capitol Prison. It infuriated Pinkerton, whose men had done all the work to bring her to Washington. Belle Boyd turned out to be more a media star than an espionage heroine. Reared in the bustling Western Virginia town of Martinsburg in the Shenandoah Valley, Belle became a horse-riding tomboy, attended an elite boarding school in Baltimore, and led a generally unhappy life growing up under her merchant father, who joined Jackson's army in the Shenandoah Valley when war broke out. At 17, she was having her way with men. Considered disturbingly attractive by one contemporary account, with a good figure, though she had a horse face, as some described it, with a long nose and buck teeth. Belle also had a temper. On July 4, 1861, she shot and killed a drunken Union soldier who had pushed his way into her house and insulted her mother. The soldier's commander, determining the man had been belligerent, did not arrest Boyd and have her hanged, as other officers demanded. The shooting began Boyd's career as a spy. Martinsburg, which had a major depot along the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, turned out to be an espionage haven, and Boyd shocked friends by flirting with soldiers from both sides. She began with low-level work for the Southern cause, nursing rebels in field hospitals, carrying their mail, and eavesdropping on the conversation of Union officers for information that could be passed on to the Confederates. After the First Battle of Bull Run, Boyd became a courier for messages to Jackson and Beauregard.